Okay, so today we are starting. Today we're starting a new sugya. I know some of you, a couple of you guys, might be your last year, but give you a little taste of the new sugya. Hopefully, we'll have you to keep on learning, you know, alongside you know the shir here. Okay, so the sugya is nimsa echamam karov upasel, right? The notion that if there is at least one pasel in a kot, that is going to posel the entire kot. So let's first see the Mishnah. So very important. Even though the shitos leading up to that particular line are going to be important. And we're actually, at a later point, we're going to come back to analyze some of these other dinim in the Mishnah. But we'll come back to that at a later point. There's a reason why we're doing it in this order, but not for now. It's luck. Last year, at least in person. Okay. Starts with the Mishnah.
Have Yeshua and Yitzchak reading the whole year.
Of course. Yeah. Mishnah.
Our Pishnah made a Moshe Shidim Yimas on Pasuk. Pasuk, if it's going to see this Mishnah, I'm not a part of the Moshe.
Right, classic question, why say two or three and just say the minimum? If two work, then of course three works.
Spell the Hakish, Mashloshim Adim is Ashnaim, Avashnaim, Yazum is Ashlosha. Just like three could be Mazim two, so the two could be Mazim three.
Okay, so a little hint, we'll get to this perhaps later. But again, depending on your perspective on Hazama, whether Hazama is, you know, the Balei Davar approach or which tray or tray, that would impact whether this din is Pashut or whether it's actually Chiddush, right? Obviously, within the Balei Davar approach, this din seems to be Pashut because, of course, you know, two Edom can always be, you know, give Edos about 100 Balei Davar. But again, but if you think that it's really a tray or tray, so then maybe it is a Chiddush, right? Since the whole dynamic is tray or tray, and it's a Chiddush to believe, you know, the Mazim over the Zomim, so you might have thought that maybe if the numbers of the Edom are tilted, you know, tilted on one side of the scale, that might have, that you'd have a Havmina, that would play a role, Kamash Malan, no. But we'll get back to that later.
Rishon Omer, Mashnaim in a Nerogim at Yushneim Zomen, Ashlosh in Nerogim at Yushloshim Zomen.
Okay.
Just like two don't get killed until both are Ranting Zomen, so two, three don't get killed until all three are Ranting Zomen.
Again, so this is also an important halacha that the, you know, the Din HaZama is only when the entire cut is Huzam.
Minayin Afilu Meya, Tamal Omer Eidim.
Fine.
Rikiva Omer Loba Ashlishi Lahakel. Elahach Mir Lava Lassis Dina Kiyota Beilu.
Also very important halacha, we'll get back to later. What's the Din? The Chiddush, yeah.
That the third one, even the third one gets punished.
Exactly. This Din HaZama, even for the third, even though he wasn't required, he wasn't mosif anything from the perspective of getting the Nidon and Onesh, but he's part of the Kat, he gets the Onesh as well. Again, also some important Rishonim on understanding this Rav Akiva. We'll get back to it at a later point.
If that's the Onesh that you get for being like involved in the secondary manner with over avera, as if you yourself were an over avera.
Beautiful idea. So far we have three dinim. The idea of right even shnayim being mazim 100. Number two, achiyazuma is kulan. Number three, this chumra for the third or fourth, etc. Edim. And now for our din. Oh, so what's the halacha?
That by two, just like by two edim, if one of them is found to be carver apostle, or home, sorry, apostle, so two, by three edim, if one of them is found to be carver apostle, even though that leaves you two kosher edim, then the whole tari is bata.
Exactly.
Good.
So again, then the rest of the Mishnah discusses the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, and Rebbe about whether this limited to dinim nefashos, whether it also applies to dinim mamonos, and some requirements in terms of what, you know, the requirements of being mitzaref to the kot. Obviously, we'll get to all these details as we go forward. So here you have, right, this din of nimsa chamam karav apostle, and right off the bat, right, there are two important issues we have to take care of. Issue number one is that just the lashon of the hekish, umashnayim, sounds like, what is a given in the Mishnah?
If you have two Edom and one is Karav Apostle, the other is...
Exactly. What's a given, right? The basic assumption of the Hekish is that it's a given that if you have a cut of two and one becomes Apostle, it's, of course, that case, you know, Edusan Petela, and the Chiddush of the Drasha of the Hekish is to extend that Psul also to case of three or more, even though...
The other two, they're left with two.
Exactly. Even though you are left with two plus Edom Ksherim, even in that case, there's going to be a psul. So, Good. So the two issues we have to contend with is, number one, what exactly is the source? What exactly is the source of the psul in the case of the kat of two? The one issue we have to contend with. And the second issue we have to contend with is, what is the nature of the psul of nimsach ha'mam karav pasul? It's clear that there ends up being a psul. It's clear that the entire kat ends up becoming pasul, but the nature of that psul is not so clear. So let's try to tackle those two issues right off the bat. So again, so the first issue is, what exactly is the makor of the din in the case of 2 eidim? So when you were reading, Meir, what do you think the makor of the din was? That how do you know that in the case of the kat of 2 eidim, that if you that one of them are pasul, that you know that there's a psul for the entire kat? What would you say the source for that is?
Because if you don't have one aid, then you don't have the other one.
So you'd say it's Pasha, it's a smara. And the first mahalakha is going to be that the source for the din in the case of 2 eidim is a Pasha smara. As Meir just said, it's a Pasha smara that if you only have 2 eidim, if you remove one, then Mela, you only have one left, and one doesn't suffice to be a kat eidim. So what is the Rishon who seems to adopt this approach, that it seems to be a svara? Tosos, excellent. So this is Tosos on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Again, in the context of explaining Shitas Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi limits, right? Rabbi Yossi limits the psul of Nimsa Echad Meham Karav Apostol to the realm of
Nimsa Echad Meham Karav Apostol.
Is only in which
by
nefashos. So Tosos is trying to explain what is the basis of Rabbi Yossi's chiluk. So again, Rashi comes on to Vitzila Eid. We'll get back to this later. But right now, I just want to focus on Tosos from the perspective of right what the source is in the case of Beis Eidim. And Tosos seems to understand, again, in the context explaining the chiluk between nefashos and mamonos, what comes out is he understands that the source of the psul in the case of Beis Eidim is a svar pshuta. So let's see, Avidan, would you mind Tosos? It's the Lekach Pirishri. Again, we'll get back to the nature of the Machokas in Rashi. Tosos. Yeah.
So it's good to live this out from 2, because the 8 is in Fatal. Yishum, Yimat, Shnayim, Yim to Ephraim, and Paro Puzzle, and Yishum Gilov, Lugamri. Because just like with 2, if I'm one of the Paro Puzzle, the 8 is entirely
batel. Right, he's actually to eat a little bit, right? Because if you're dealing with 2 eidim, once two minus one, and then you only have one, and by nefashos one is nothing.
Me'ata worthless.
Exactly. Now you only have one eid. If the eid echad in the context of nefashos, that's worthless. So therefore, you can carry over that psul, right? In the case of 2 eidim, where you minus one, you're only an eid echad, the same psul of an eid echad alone is going to carry over to shlosha, and that's the chiddush of the xeris kasa. Oh, because that's your understanding, therefore you have this chiluk to mamonos.
Oh, the
mamonos,
the shnayim, nani, kins, echad, and karapazal, hashini, inu, batulamri.
The chayav lo shvua.
Oh, the chayav lo shvua.
Oh, but in the case of mamonos, why don't you have the same drasha?
Because the one
if
one's left, you can give a shvua, and then
exactly, and eid echad b'mamon still plays a role, and therefore you have no makor, right? That's that same svar pshuta, which says, oh, in the case of nefashos, if in the case of 2 you're down one, memela the eid echad b'nefashos is batel. That doesn't apply by mamonos, where if you're down to an eid echad does play a role, at least in terms of shvua, and Tosfos making a certain assumption about the relationship between shvua and mamon, but not for now. We'll get to that later. So therefore, Lekach, Shloshanami.
Lekach, Shloshanami, Nimsach,
so just like by Mamon, if you lose one, you still have your eight Acha for Shua. So two by three, if you lose one, you still have your two. Yeah.
What would we expect to do the eight Acha to do the if it was
enough? If it was?
Yeah, would we expect an eight Acha to do the eight Acha if it was enough to come to Sula Gamer?
No, we're just saying in nefashos, it's very simple. In nefashos, once you no longer have 2 eidim, memela and eid echad plays no role in nefashos. It's just in the realm of mamonos where there's this cloud that, oh, although you need 2 eidim for mamon, you still have an eid echad can still be constructive for shvua.
Is it that it plays no role because of shvua?
You're right. It's just you haven't met the threshold. You're right. Tosas assumes. You're right. Tosas assumes. Just the fact that you it's puzzle because you haven't met the threshold of Edom. There is a psul due to the lack of Edus. So we take that same psul of lack of Edus and we carry that over. Again, we'll see that this being the makor might shed light on the nature of the psul, that it doesn't have to be an active posel as much as a psul that we don't have the requisite Edus that's required. But the Koran tells us that is enough of a makor. Right? You're right. Even there's no psul here as much as just you don't have Edus, you only have an Eid Echad, but the fact that now you don't have kosher Edus, we're going to carry over that lack of kashrus / psul to a case of 3 and 4 Zasha. That's the Chiddush of the Hekesh, according to Tosfos. So again, in terms of this first Mahalach, that the Makor in the case of two Edim is just a Svar Pshuta, is clearly explicated by Tosfos on top of Daf Vav. And you also have, I would say, the first day of the Pnei Yoshua. Right, if you looked at Pnei Yoshua, Dior Maskel Mashan, I will take you one second. When the Pnei Yoshua is starting off, you know, discussing the Sugyak, he says, L'chor Mashma, his first day. Do you see it, Ellie? So Dior Maskel Mashan, I am Nimsacham in Karav Apostle. I do some Pesela. This is on Hayam and Bez.
Yeah. Mashan, L'chor Mashma, the Mishnayim, Shitalon, they do some Pesela. Kevin, the Lord Nishdayer, El Chazam.
Right, so the first day of the Pnei Yeshua, the Pashas of the Sukkah, says Pnei Yeshua, right, is that it's a Svar Pshuta. In the case of two, you know, two minus one, you left with one, Mimela, that one can't, you know, isn't kosher, so that same lack of kashrus in the net case of Beis is going to carry over to Gimel and Dalet Afilu Mea. So the first Mahalach in terms of what the source of the Psul, of the Hekish, in the case of Beis Edim, is simply a Svar Pshuta, that you only have an Eid Echad. Yes, Mayor, my apologies.
No, two things. So, firstly, for Tosfos, he's basically saying that the Chiddush of the Drasha is that by Dinah and Nefashos, they all cancel out. Yeah, all
the Chiddush, according to Tosfos, the Chiddush of the Hekish is just to carry over the psul
of one and two, which is a svara, into
to the case of 3 and 4 and 4. Exactly. As again, according to this first mahalach of the called first day of the Pnei Yoshua and the Tosos, is that the hekish is only the chiddush of the hekish is limited to the cases of gimel and dalet, etc. You don't need any makor for a case of, and that's the pashas, the lashon. Whenever you say oh mashnayim av shlosha, it sounds like mashnayim, the case of shnayim was pashit. You only need the hekish to extend it to the case of gimel. But we're going to see that again, who is the first Mefarish who seems to say that no, it's even a Chiddush in the case of Beis Edom? Excellent, Tosfos Yonta. Whoever has the Tosfos Yonta, again, I guess, older version of the Ozva Hadar Gemara has it. Seems like the earlier versions, I guess, you know, they traded the advertising on the back page for the actual having a Pirish, you know, Mosar Haskell sometimes, you know, with all the lights and the fanfare and the advertisements, sometimes takes away the token. But either way, anyone have access to a Tosfos Yontif here? Yeah. So Tosfos Yontif, Dira Maskol, Edusan Betela, is a very important line here. Oh, Benim Salamid. So it's a very important idea where he says, Harize Ba Lulamid, right? It sounds like the Hekish is coming to teach about the case of three. But really, Vinim Salamid, you also, the Hekish, is also telling you about the case of Beis Edim. Why? Because you don't know, right? It's not a Svara, you have no clue without the Hekish that there is a Psul in the case of Beis Edim. So Tosfos Yontif doesn't explain so much, but it's clear from the Tosfos Yontif that he thinks that even you also need the Hekish not only to extend the din to the case of Gimel Edim, you also need the Chiddush of the Hekish for the case of Beis Edim. But if you stop here, you don't know when the Tosfos Yonta says, oh, right, because Shahari Adayin, Lo Shamanu Bishnayim, Shedusim Betela, it's not clear like why we don't know in the case of Beis. Because, like, didn't we just say before, if you have only Beis Edim, you take away one, Memela, you don't have kosher Edim. So it's not clear whether the Tosfos Yonta says, oh, because we have to explain how the drasha even works in the context of mamonos, right? Maybe he's saying, oh, you have to explain the hekish in a way that it also works in the context of mamonos. And by mamonos, it's true. You don't know that in the case of Beis Edim, you remove one, that there's a complete psul, because in the case of Beis Edim, as Tosfos points out, right? Case of Beis Edim, right? In the context of mamonos, Eid Echad does work for Shavua. Or it's because Tosafot Yom Tov says that, no, there has to be something more here. This is what I think Yosef was bothered by. It has to be more than just, oh, you don't have enough Edim. Tosafot Yom Tov says, no, there has to be some type of psul here. And because we're dealing with a requirement for some type of psul which is being carried over, then even the context of Nefashos, even though, yes, when you have two Edim minus one, you only have an Eid Echad, that's not a psul as much as there's the lack of Beis Edim. So again, not so clear from Tosafot Yom Tov himself. Is it that, oh, he just wants to extend this to have the Hekesh also work in the realm of Mamonos? Or is it because, no, even in the realm of Nefashos, he wants there to be some type of active psul, which therefore doesn't exist without the Chiddush of the Hekesh? So, okay.
How does this, like, ball on me work? I mean, like, you're working from ground zero, right? So, like, how does the...
Basically, that the Hekesh is teaching you about the case of Beis Edim and Gimel Edim at the same time. That when teaching you the extension to Gimel Edim, Nichal in that extension is also the Chiddush about Beis Edim.
Meaning the Hekesh just shows actually what's the source?
Meaning the idea is, oh, if there's a special Hekesh here, it must be that we're carrying over something. Oh, so this Hekesh must be telling us that there is a psul in the case of Beis Edim, which is then being carried over to the case of Gimel Edim. Yeah, there's nothing prior to the Hekesh. The Hekesh itself creates the psul in the case of Beis Edim, and then also extends it in the case of Gimel Edim. And the idea is that, oh, once there's like this Mesorah, that this Hekesh, you know, that there is a Hekesh, a Beis the Gimel, to teach you this psul of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle, you basically, that's teaching us not only in the case of Gimel, but it's also the Mechadish, that there's a psul in the case of Beis. So the Pnei Yeshua is going to flesh out this Tosafot Yom Tov again in his own way in terms of why the Tosafot Yom Tov feels that there's no Svar Pshuta at work. So again, Eli, I think you were reading the Pnei Yeshua. So go back to Pnei Yeshua. El Demi Lashon Tosafot Yom Tov.
I'm El Demi Lashon Tosafot Yom Tov Lamashmakin. Mash Amar Hari Zeh Bal Lamed Vinim Talimit. Da Kasi Betray Gufa Lo Yed Inon Ajam.
Right, so, exactly. So near Bekavanaso.
Near Bekavanaso. Lo Mashmalai Ha Chakisha Bahai Inon 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 Avtar.
Of the Ein Danin,
Efshar,
Me'i Efshar.
It's
a very important phrase. The Ein Danin Efshar, Me'i Efshar, which is basically a phrase which is used by the Gemara in certain contexts, whereas that you can't learn to a context of Efshar from context of E'efshar. Because you can always say, no, maybe that's only the Din in the case where it's E'efshar. How do you know about the case which is Efshar? How does that translate here? I mean, in the case, which context is considered Efshar in this context, Yoshua? In the case of Gimel. In the case of Gimel and Dalet, there it's Efshar to use the remaining Beis Edim Ksherim. You're not going to learn out from the fact of the Kad of Beis, where you remove one, so it's Efshar because you don't have enough Edim. How are you going to carry over a psul from the case of Beis Edim to Gimel Edim? Maybe, says the Tosafot Yom Tov, at least according to Pnei Yeshua, the only reason why it doesn't work in the case of Beis Edim because you don't have the requisite two Edim. But how are you going to carry over that lack of kashrus to a case of Gimel Edim? But there it's Efshar because you have your you know, at least Beis Edim Ksherim. So that's explained. That's why Tosafot Yom Tov feels the need to say, no, must be that the Hekesh is being the Chadish, an active psul in the case of Beis Edim. Explain. So therefore, he says you can't just learn from a svara of, oh, lacking, you only have one aid remaining to the case of Gimel Edim, where there are two aid remaining, because that's Efshar and E'efshar. Oh, this is very important. Oh, very important. So says Tosafot Yom Tov, no. So that the makor in the case of Beis Edim is a chiddush. And that chiddush is coming from the Hekesh itself. And the Hekesh is establishing this important psul. That it's not just in the case of Beis Edim where we have Nimsa Echad that, oh, the Mela, you only have one Eid Echad who's not enough. No, there's an active posel which posels that Eid Echad. Nafkamina, if that Eid Echad wants to later be mitzarif with another Eid Echad, according to Tosafot Yom Tov, that's not going to work because there's this Hekesh is mechadish, an actual psul to that remaining Eid Echad. And now that the Hekesh is mechadish, this psul in the case of Beis Edim, the Mela is going to carry that over to the case of Gimel Edim, where, yeah, even though there are Beis Edim Ksherim remaining, there is this active posel which is going to disqualify that. Yeah.
Why
why would it possibly the other guy? I mean, he didn't what is he?
That's the din. That's the din.
So
once you're part of a kat, again, that's like natavol over yaver to a certain extent. The idea is that once you're in the chiddush of the Torah, is that once you're in a kat with a pasul or karov, that's going to pasul. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. When you say only that,
I mean this guy is not like pasul now.
No. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, only that case. Exactly. For this kat edus. Oh, so again, so adkan is the first issue. The first issue: what exactly is the makor of the psul in the case of beis edin? So again, first mahalach of Tosos is that it's a svar pshuta in that case, and the hekesh is only needed to carry it over to three or more. Second mahalach of Tosos Yontif and the second day in the Pnei Yeshua is that no, you even need the chiddush in that case of Beis Edim. Fine. Yes, Natal, and then we'll move on to
Why is the second day being disqualified from carrying over other
Edim? Yeah, meaning that's just the Xeris Kosev. Again, it could, yeah. And we'll just leave it at Xeris Kosev at the moment. This is notion of Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle, the entire Kat is possible. Pashas is Xeris Kosev. But now, let's get to the nature of this Xeris Kosev. What exactly is the nature of this psul, of Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle? This idea that once one aid in the Kat is possible, somehow everyone else in that Kat becomes possible as well. So we're going to see that there are two basic mahachim. We're going to start developing one, but it's important to just present both so you know the contrast. The first mahalach is the idea of nispashta psula. The idea that the psul of that one aid is going to extend and apply to every other aid in the kat. So the first mahalach of the nispashta mahalach, which is that the chiddush of the din, is that we carry over that psul from the puzzle guy to every other aid in the kat. Mahalach number one, the approach of the nispashta, to extend, right? Oh. The second mahalach is what we're calling the all or nothing mahalach, which is not that you extend the psul to all other aidim in the kat, but it's rather a din that the only time you can accept a kat aidim is when everyone in the kat is kosher. Once not everyone in the kat is kosher, the melee you can't accept the entire kat.
The
all or nothing approach. All right, all or nothing approach, and we'll explain in Nafkamina right now, and this will lead us to the Rishonim. Right? So again, first pshat is that you carry over the psul from the one to everyone else. Second halakha is called the all or nothing approach, which says as a din, that the only time you accept the kat of edim is when every aid in that kat is kosher. Once one of them is not kosher, the mela we don't accept the entire kat. The big difference between these two mahalachim is, according to the first mahalach, I'm going to develop right now, that's about nispashta psula, that's about extending the psul from the one to everyone else, nimsach ha-meim karav apostle is going to be limited when the psul comes from a psul haguf. When you're dealing with a status, a psul, Rasha, a psul karov, and you're dealing with a status, a psul haguf, then that status can thereby be extended. Just like this guy's a karov, we're going to treat everyone else as also being a karov to, you know, carry over that status, that psul haguf. But according to this verse mahalach, if you have a psul, which is not coming from a psul haguf, but let's say is a chashash sheker, right? Let's say one of the edim has a chashash sheker. You can't carry over a chashash sheker. It's not a status, right? Or let's say it's the psul, again, it's not a psul guf, but it's coming from some other technical thing, requirement such as edus she'ata yochel lazima. Again, that's also not a status which should be carried over. But if you take the second mahalach, which is all or nothing, which says the only time you can accept the kat is when every member of the kat is kosher, so then it doesn't matter why there's one aid which isn't kosher, as long as one aid isn't kosher, be it for a psul guf, be it a chashash sheker, be it the requirement of edus she'ata yochel lazima, it doesn't matter. So we're going to do right now is we're going to go through Rishonim We're going to see. It's going to be a big machlokas rishonim. Whether you're going to apply the psul of nimsa echa mehem karav upasul to cases which are non-psulei haguf. And therefore, rishonim who refuse to apply nimsa echa mehem karav upasul to non-psulei haguf are clearly adopting approach number one. And the farshim who are willing to apply nimsa echa mehem karav upasul to non-psulei haguf are clearly going to be adopting approach number two. That's the big picture, and now let's get to it. Yeah.
But isn't every soul, even if it's a karov, also always just a chashash?
No.
It's not like
Moshe Naharon.
I'm saying it's from the point of the fact that there's a din of a chashash, no?
No, no, no. Love that. No. A lot of times there's no. The answer is no. The best example is Moshe Naharon.
Yeah.
Right? There's no chashash shakir, but yet there's a psul karov. There are certain psulim where there's a machokis, is this a formal psul? Or let's say psul baldover is a classic example. Is a big, big machokis in a lot of nafkamina. Is the psul of baldover, is that really three machokis, right? Is that midin chashash akir? Is that midin kurva? Or is that midin, we'll get to this actually tomorrow, lack of shame eight. We'll get to that famous rivet, we'll get to that tomorrow. But again, so there are certain psulim where, oh, there's a machokis. Is it a chashash akir or is it a formal psul haguf? But certain psulim are for sure, you know, formal psulim and not just mishim chashash akir. So the first, let's go back to the first mahalach called the Nispashta mahalach. This idea that the din of nimsa echa mehem karav upasul is about extending the psul haguf from the one to everyone. So let's first deal with the explicit makor for this, and this comes from the Baal HaMor. Right? Very, very important. But before to appreciate the Baal HaMor, we have to first see the Yerushalmi that he's quoting. So the Yerushalmi on Gimel Amar Aleph Bidape Arif. Very, very famous, very important Yerushalmi. It's actually very important for the sugya of Palgino Tzibura, Palgino Naimanos. Hopefully, if anyone's here towards the end of the summer, we'll get to the Daf Zayin. It's very, very famous for that reason. But the Baal HaMor is also discussing the sugya of Palgino Tzibura, Palgino Naimanos. But we're going to, you know, look at the Baal HaMor from the lens of our sugya, how he understands this, the psul of Nimsach and Mem Karav Apostle. So, Yerushalmi, again, anyone see it? Yerushalmi on Gimel Amar Aleph Daf Arif? Yeshua? See where it says Yerushalmi?
Yerushalmi Kaza.
Oh, really? It's Yerushalmi, colon.
Oh, yeah. Kaza Kosh, the colon, Nefasa, the base, Bnei Adam. The Ink Shir was that. The Poslin was that.
Oh, so what's the case?
The case is if you have like two litigants and two of the Edom are Karov to one of the litigants.
Just to be clear, you have a Machne. Right, and you have two kohenim, right? You have a guy who is being makne kol his nechasim to two different individuals. The edim are ksherim to one nidon, but and they're psulim, they're krovim to another nidon. So the question is, you can see why there's a pagina nemanis. The question is, can you believe the edim vis-a-vis the rachok and not vis-a-vis the karam? Or do you say, no, once it's possible regarding one nidon, it's possible regarding to everyone else. That's why it's this big Palgino Nemanas, you know, makor. So you have, it's a machlokas. So Rav Yochanan says, possible, we don't apply Palgino Nemanas. Rav Lakish says, we do apply Palgino Nemanas. What's the raya brought to Rav Yochanan who says, possible? That's just, it's not, it's an imperfect, you know, equation, but it's important that at least Rav Elazar B'shem Rav Yochanan says, oh, you have this equation between Nimsa Achamem Karav Apostle, where our case is where you have a cot, one eight in the cot is puzzle, to this case where it's not. It's not exactly that. It's rather that, right, the Edim are psulim regarding, let's say, half the Edus. Right? One way to look at it is that you have an Edus of a star saying 50% of the Nechasim going to person A, the other 50% going to person B. So one way of looking at it is that half the Edus is kosher and half the Edus is pasul. That's one way of looking at it conceptually. So Nimsa Echa Me'am is where you have on a Gavra Edom level saying, oh, one Gavra Ed is possible and we possible all the other Gavra Edom. Here, it will, you can call it on a Chetzishal Edus level that half the Edus, right, half the Tochen Edus is possible because the 50% going to one guy is possible, while the other half of the Edus, talking about the other 50% of the Nechasim, is kosher because that has good Edom. So that's already the Raya brought by, you know, in the Yerushalmi itself. But now let's look at the way the Balamor, again, is all background, for the way the Balamor is going to formulate the psul of Nimsa Echad Meham Karavu Pasul. So Balamor, I think, Oz Bahadur, it's the next page, but you see it? So Mashi Kasav Arif? Yeah, go for it.
Mashi Kasav Arif itself. Yerushalmi Kasav Kol Nefasa Lishnei Bnei Adam Ba'idim Kshirin Lezeh Psul Lezeh Rav Yochanan Ar Pasul Haynu Omer Pasul. Haynu
Right, so this is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Delo Palgina, I'm going to remember, this Balamor is in the bigger context on Tav Zayin of Palgina Dibura / Palgina Nemanas. Right, it says, oh, we don't apply Palgina Nemanas within one Shtar. Right, so just like it's Pasul, right, for one Nidon, we're going to Pasul for the other Nidon. But now this is the key formulation.
If you should Pasul a Korba,
right, so he has this lashon of nispashta, right? Because the psul kurva is poshet throughout the edus, just like you have nispashta by nimsa chamem karva pasul, right? Kishem shu poshet b'chol ha'edim kulam, just like the psul kurva, you can't get a better lashon than this, right? Just like the psul kurva is extended from the karov to all the other edim in the kat. Afilu hain.
Afilu hain mea. Vishanimsa ephaman paru fossil. Ukivan shikain dinhu. Shetifshu koras parasa are.
Alright, this is the case of Tav Zayin. Af Belove, similar idea where the Edim are Psulim Lagabe one Nidon, the Arev and not Gabe Lelove, similar idea Shu Ome Tachta Bimkoma. And now he's going to have to repeat the formulation again, so let's just read a little further. And that's which we're saying now that you don't apply Pagina Dibura within one star, like Rav Yochanan in the Mishnah. Hani Mili. Right, so again, this lashon, right? Where that's Davka, right, the kurva, where the psul karov of the edim are going to be poshet throughout the entire shtar, just like they are poshet throughout the kat edim. And he says, oh, that's only because it's dealing with one milsa. And he says, oh, but the milsa achrisi, it's own pagin and amana sugya. But if the issue at hand are two different issues, so then perhaps you can apply pagin and dibar. Our sugya now is not the Pagina Dibura aspect, but it's rather that the Balamor, again, is the explicit formulation of this first Mahalach, right? That the mechanism, that the nature of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Pasul is working through Nispashta, through the extension, through the carryover of the Psul HaGuf from the Karov, or the Pasul, to all the other Edim in the Ka. So now we're going to do, okay, that's Balamor, as far as I know, is the only Rishon who, like, explicates this, you know, clearly. But now we're going to see other Rishonim, who are going to implicitly adopt this approach, as seen from the fact that they're not willing to apply the psul of Nimsa Echad Meham Karav Pasul in contexts which are not dealing with Psul HaGuf. So we're going to go through a number of, you know, different cases where the psul at hand is not a psul aguf. It's not like, you know, psul rasha. It's not a psul kurva. And we're going to see a certain rishonim who are not willing to apply nimsa echad mehem karav upasul because we're not dealing with a formal psul haguf. And again, the lamtus is, if you think that the nature of the psul is about carrying over the status, carrying over the psul aguf, it has to be a psul aguf, which can be carried over. But if it's some other type of psul, then it's not going to apply. So the first place this comes up is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Oh, so again, so in order to appreciate the Gemara, you have to first see the line in the Mishnah on Sanhedrin, Mem Amud Aleph. All right, so Yosef, if you get it first, the Mishnah on Mem Amud Aleph, the last skinny line in the Mishnah, where it says, Ma Ben Chakiris Lebedikos. So So says the Mishnah, the nafkamina between chakiros and betikos is einu yodea. Right, in the case of chakiros, if someone says, "Oh, I don't know what day it was. I don't know where it was." Those types of big issues, right? So then, even the einu yodea is going to passel the edus. Mashenken betikos, which are smaller, smaller questions that the einu yodea is not going to passel. So now fast forward to mem aleph amud beis. It's going to be an important shock of retaria here, which you'll see from Machokas Rashi Tosas is going to be nogeya to our sugya. See, you see the Gemara, Yosef? Right, so if the Mishnah is to be taken kepashtus as talking about the bedikos, so then if one guy can say he doesn't know the bedikos, then why can't two guys say they don't know the bedikos? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara is going to say, no, it's really talking about the chakiros. And that's how it's going to connect to our sugya. Amar of Shesh, this is the first version. Okay, very, let's take this slow. So what's the case? Dealing with chakiros, you have three edim in total, right? So two edim answer correctly, right? So they answer the chakiros. But the third aid says what? In Yodea, I don't know. Says Rav Sheshes, the psak in that case is that Edusan Betela. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva demakish shlosha l'shnai. So the big question that Rashi and Tosafot are arguing about is that which din is being referred to in the Hekesh between Beis and Gimel and the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. When we say, oh, when one of the three says, any Yodea, it undermines the entire Kat, which din, right, basically in our Mishnah is being referred to. So what is Rashi going to say? Which din does Rashi think it's referring to? Are you getting it? Oh, okay, so let's see Rashi, Dior Maschel, Rabbi Akiva, Maki Shlosh Lashnayim. Right, and so why is this a case of why is this right? So Rashi says he's referring to Rabbi Shimon's din in the Mishnah of Achia Zimu as Kulan. So why is this case not Achia Zimu as Kulan? That's right. You can't be Mazim, a guy who says any Odea. It's Eidish Yata Yachol La Azima. Right, Vizay Yefshe La Azima. So now Rashi is going to ask on himself, but is what's the kasha of Gav? Awesome. Right, this is not Rabbi Kiva's din. This is Rabbi Shimon's din. Why? But the Gemara refers to this as Rabbi Kiva's din. Right, to Elu, Rabbi Kiva. Right, Rabbi Kiva is the Nimsa Echon Mayhem, guy. So says Rashi, no. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon. So even though we refer to it as Rabbi Kiva, it's really referring to Achi Azimu as Kula. So Tosos is basically going to say that's very dachuk, right? Because what could the Gemara easily have said? Referred to Rabbi Shimon. What? That's the end of Tosos. But in terms of Rashi, the problem with Rashi is that just if you're really referring to Achi Azimu as Kulan, say Rabbi Shimon. Why refer to Rabbi Akiva? Even Rabbi Akiva happens to agree with it. At the end of the day, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says it. So refer to Rabbi Shimon. So the big question is, given that dachuk that Tosas points out, so the question is, so why doesn't... So again, so Mordechai, what does Tosas give as an alternative? What's the pashas way of understanding the Gemara? Exactly. So says Tosos, the better read is that it's referring to Rabbi Kiva's actual din of Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karv Apostle. Assuming that when one guy says any Yodea, he's Pasul Eidus. So once he's Pasul Eidus, Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karv Apostle, the entire Eidus, the entire Kat is Pasul. But now the question comes back to Rashi. Right? Whenever it's clear that one Rishon is being much more dachok in a read in the Gemara, there must be a reason why that particular Rishon is not adopting the more pashut read. So what do you think could be a reason why Rashi doesn't apply Nimsa Echad Meam Karva Pasal here? It's not a psul guf. He's basically saying any Yodea is a psul that it's Ido Shi'iyata Yachal Azima. There's no psul guf for saying any Yodea. So perhaps Rashi, right, adopts this first mahalach of Nispashta, similar to the Baal HaMor, that the only time Nimsa Achamer and Karav Apostle applies is when you're doing the Psula Guf. The Psula Guf could then be extended that not only is the Psula Guf of Karov, you know, belong to this one Karov, every aid in the Kot is now considered as a Psula Karov. But when you're dealing with the case of any Yodea, any Yodea is not a Psula Guf, and Yodea is only Eidu Shiyata Yachol Lazima. So Bepasha is the easiest way to explain Rashi, is that Rashi is holding on the Nispashta approach, and therefore limits Nimsach HaMerahen Karav Apostle to Psula Guf, but is unwilling to apply it in the context of Eini Yodea, which is not a Psul HaGuf. So not only do we have the Baal HaMor who says this explicitly, Rashi implicitly seems to be adopting this Nispashta approach, and therefore is unwilling to apply it in such a case where you're not dealing with a Psula Guf. Fine. Good. Next, the Rambam. Right, let's anyone know the Rambam here? The Rambam Hilchos Eidus, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam is going to have a psak, which seems to fly in the face of the Gemara and his own psak. And we have the Shmuel, do you have the Rambam? No? Ellie? Oh, right, so he's quoting the case of the Gemara, where you have a cot of three, two answer all the questions correctly or completely ksherim. The third one says any Yodea, so you would assume that. So what is the Rambam Paskin?
The Eidus is good.
The question is, how is it going to fit in the Gemara? Because the Gemara says the only way you can be machshir this case, says the Gemara, is if what? And remember? The only way you can be machshir this case, like Rava says, if you hold against Rabbi Akiva. Let's just read the Gemara really quickly. I guess Yosef going back to Amar Rava. Rava's not going to like Rav Sheshes because Rav Sheshes ends up saying this case is batel. See, Amar Rava v'ha'i dusun kayamas katani? So the opposite psak, the same case, it is a kayamis, but kiman. Oh, so again, delok Rabbi Akiva. So it sounds like Rav Sheshes and Rava both agree that Rabbi Akiva is going to apostle this case. Only Machokia says, is the Mishnah at hand like Rabbi Akiva? It's like Rabbi Akiva's puzzle. If you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, then you can say kosher. But the problem is the Rambam is paskining kosher, but even though the Rambam paskins what? Both versions of Rabbi Akiva, both the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, as the Lecha Mishnah is going to point out, the Rambam paskins both Achi Azima is Kulan and Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Upasel. So the big question on the Rambam is how can the Rambam be Machshir this case? You have two issues to contend with. Number one, Achi Azima is Kulan, and number two, Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasel. So Lecha Mishnah is going to spell out this kasha. Who's reading? Ellie? So look at the Lecha Mishnah is going to ask this question about Arichos. Exactly. Right. The only way to say that this case is kosher is if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So the Lecha Mishnah summarizes it very nicely. So he says, Rashi explains that what's the Rebbe Akiva? Achi Zimu is cool. Oh, but Tosas Pirishu. Right, so whether the Gemara is referencing to Achi Azima is Kulan, or it's referring to Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, either way it's a problem, because the Rambam paskins both. Right, so again, we know that, you know, later on in Hey Gimel, he paskins Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. And then later on, Chav Gimel. Right, so Lecha Mishnah is basically asking a really strong question. How can the Rambam paskin that this case is kosher? Right? You have two problems here. It's not Achi Zimu is Kulan, because he's not, the third guy is either Shiyata Yochel Azima, and you have the problem of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, and the Rambam paskins both of those. So how is Rambam going to work out? Oh, so here's the Lecha Mishnah's answer.
That they're not like
exactly. Kevin Shekin, I feel Amar Echad in Yudea, you do Sankayamas. Kevin Shlohei, Toka de Dibor, Shalchaverob. Right? Dumi da Hazama, de Dibor, Shalchaverob. The Habazama, Tali Taima. Come on, very important. So the Lacha Mishnah says, happens to be, right, if the Rambam is, right, talking about Achi Zima is Kulan, there happens to be tonight, there's a requirement, there's a qualification that Achi Zima is Kulan only applies when all the Edim in the Kat are Meyed Toch Kedei Dibor. So it says Lecha Mishnah, you could explain the Rambam as that this case, if the Rambam doesn't say it, right, it's talking about a case where it's Shelo Toch Kedei Dibor, or La'achar Toch Kedei Dibor, and therefore that's why you don't have the problem of Ad Shiazimu as Kulan. Lecha Mishnah is going to point out, though, it is Dachuk, because you like the Rambam to say that. Lecha Mishnah says, no, maybe he's just relying, you know, on later on where he makes it very clear that Achi Azimu is Kulan is only Toch Kedei Dibor. But the Lecha Mishnah's, you know, explanation only deals with one potential issue. Right? He says, oh, the Achi Azimu is Kulan issue is solved by it not being Toch Kedei Dibor. But what's the other issue? What's the other potential issue here? The psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle. Even like, right? So the question is, how are you going to understand why doesn't the Rambam apply Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle here? So one answer to that is that the Rambam is like Rashi. The Rambam agrees to Rashi's Mahalach that Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle only applies to Psuei Aguf. Right, because he thinks that the mechanism is nispashta. It's about carrying over the psua guf from that aid to the rest of the kat. It's going to be limited to psua guf. But the case at hand of any yodea, that's just a problem of aid shiata yachol azima. That's not a psua guf. Therefore, it can't be extended over. So again, according to this mahalach, right, if you explain that this is the pshat on the Rambam, right, the reason why the Rambam doesn't apply Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle here is because he thinks that Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is working with Nispashta, and therefore it's limited to Psulei Haguf. Oh, but there's another halach, which is also, and again, not going to connect to the nature of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, but it's going to connect to other important issues in our sugya. What is the other answer given by both a Rishon and an Acharon? And we'll get to the Meiri. Let's see it inside. Seder is a little shorter Seder. Do you remember it?
That is not even considered that he's an eight.
Oh, excellent. Very important. Both the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua are going to apply a very important Yisod. It's going to affect our Sugya. That's why it's important to bring it up. And that is, there is a Bichilik, and I guess I mentioned this to Meir right before, and I'm talking about Psul Bal Dabar, that there's a fundamental Chilik in Edus. When you're dealing with a Psul Edus, you always have to ask, does this have a shame edus and it's just a psul edus, or is it such a psul that it undermines the shame edus to begin with? That's always an important chakira to ask whenever you're dealing with a psul. Is this have shame edus yet it's a psul edus, or is it completely lack shame edus? We'll see the Ravid tomorrow where he has this in terms of baldavar, but so the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua both can say this yisod. That when in this case of any yodea, when the person responds any yodea, that when you can't answer one of the most basic chakiros, so it's as if you're not giving edus at all. And once you're not giving edus at all, you're not a shemaid. So once you're not a shemaid, in Mela, there's no Achi Azimus Kulan, because you're not part of the Kat. And in Mela, there's no Nimsa Echad Meham Karav Apostle, because both of those dinim assume that this puzzle aid is part of the Kat. But once you say that Iniyodea lacks a shame aid, then Mela, he's not part of the cot, and then Mela, these dinim of Nimsa Echad Meam, Karav Apostle, and Achi Zimlas Kulan fall away. So let's see how the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua are both going to say this vort, and there are going to be subtle differences between them. So the Meiri, again, on the Marmakolos. Mordechai, what do you mind? Two questions. There's like the Lach Mishnah, right? Implicitly, there are two kashas. How can you be machshir this case where one aid says any odeya? You should have a problem of ad sheyazimu es kulan, and you should have a problem of nimtza echad mehem karav apostle. He says no, in adin kein be any odeya. Those psulim don't apply. Why? That's the key line. If you can't answer one of the basic chakiros, it's as if it's like incomplete edus. It's not that, oh, you gave an edus, but there's a psul. No, your edus is incomplete, and therefore the entire edus is inadmissible in Beis Din. Therefore, v'ein edus. And therefore, you're not, once your edus is not edus, this Eni Yodea lacks a shame aid, he's not part of the cot, then Mela, you don't have a problem of Achti Yazimu as Kulan, because Kulan is everyone in the cot, and you don't have a problem of Nimsa Echad, Amkar of Apostle, because this guy is not in the cot. Oh. So now the Mi'iri, oh, we'll stop there just for that line, because the later Mi'iri is going to explain how he's going to understand the Shach of Ritaria, which is a problem according to this Mahalach. It's like such a good Mahalach, it's too good. So the Pnei Yeshua also says this. Anyone have the Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua in the next piece, Tzir Maschel, Av, Shlosha, Nimsa Echamer, Mehen Karav Apostle, right, he quotes the Rambam, and the end, he says, V'yeshli Yishuv Acher. That panel, you see it? The last one. Is Av Shlosha Nimsa Chamer Makar of Apostle? Okay. So at the end, he says, V'yeshli Yishuv Acher.
Yeah, V'yeshli Yishuv Acher Bizet. Telemai Masi Kasam Katar Hachi. In the time of the Inu Yodab of the Chakiros. I knew Mishum the Edus Shi'iatai Cholazima Lo Shema Edus.
Lo Shema Edus. Exactly. He says, oh, this is very important. Right, once we, you know, have the maskan of that the problem of Inu Yodea is that it's Edus Shi'iatai Cholazima.
Imkain,
Shapir, Meets, Kuma, Masnissin, Afilu, Rabbi Akiva.
Can
you even favor Rabbi Akiva? Why? Oh, any age which says, in shame, aid, a love. Very important, you so like the Meiri. It's not that you're puzzle, it's rather that you lack a shame aid. So therefore, Aflavatal Eidus. Right? Once you lack a shame aid, you're not going to be Vatal the rest of the Kat. Umishimachi, Tiskai, my Eidus, Pishar. So you have both the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua, right, saying this very important yisur. Again, which just doesn't directly relate to the nature of Nimsa Chamer Mehem Karav Apostle, but it's a very important yisur in Eidus and Psul Eidus, say that this Psul of Eni Yodea is not a Psul, but rather it's a lack of a shame. I'll just finish one piece and then I'll... So while the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua have basically the same halach, they differ in terms of how they understand the Shach of Ritaria. They both now have to contend with the fact that they're against the Gemara. Because the Gemara said that if you say, this case of Eni Yodea, right, the only way to be Machshir is to look Rabbi Akiva, assuming that Rabbi Akiva would be Posel. But yet, obviously, according to this Mahalach, right, according to this Mahalach, that's not true. According to this Mahalach, even Rabbi Akiva would be Machshir because lacks a Shem Eid. So the Meiri and the Bnei Yeshua deal with that issue of how to reshtim this Mahalach with the Shach B'tar of the Gemara in different ways. So let's go back to the Meiri. The Meiri is going to say a little bit more of a lav davka. So back to the Meiri, says, V'yesh cholkin, Oh, sorry. Mordechai, yeah. See, v'yishchok.
V'yishchok mezu v'mash amru v'kan a command alo kavitira. V'makesh lo shal l'shnay. Mufar v'saknu v'rabi Akiva.
And this seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the only way to be machshir is if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. But if you do hold like Rabbi Akiva, like we assume, then it'd be posel. He says, no.
So v'yin advar near in your eyes. V'share rava she amra.
There's no way that Rava really disagrees with the Dean of Ache Zima's Kulan and Nimsa Echamam Karav Apostle. So what's the Psha? It's Adkan, right? He's saying, not Delok Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva would argue, but Delok Rabbi Akiva is that we don't need to come on to Rabbi Akiva's Arayb Shitos because you have this other factor of lack of shame aid. So the way that Meiri deals with the Shaka Vitari is a little bit of a lot of a Lav Dafka. Say, Delok Rabbi Akiva's Lav Dafka, really Rabbi Akiva would be Modeh. But if you paid careful attention when Natan was reading, the Pnei Yeshua has a Chav for how he can align it. If you notice, Pnei Yeshua learns that this Yisod, that in Yodea lacks a Shem Eid, that only is established by the Gemara later. The later Shachar Vitari of the Gemara is what establishes that the Psul of in Yodea is Mishum Eidus Shi'iyat HaYachol Azima. So Pnei Yeshua is able to finesse it by saying, oh, in the Havamina thought, or then the top of the Gemara thought it was a psul. Therefore, if it's a psul, then yeah, it's a little Rabbi Akiva. It's only Lamaskana once the Gemara establishes that in Yodea is a psul of Iyatayachal Lazima, that we can now say this Yisod of Mishum Iyatayachal Lazima, then we can say it lacks a shame aid. So while the Pnei Yeshua and the Meiri have the same halach that in Yodea lacks shame aid, and that's how to explain the Rambam, they have different versions of how to explain the Shachavitar of the Gemara. According to the Meiri, you have to lav davka to lo Rabbi Akiva. According to the Yeshua, you have this chiddush that this notion, this yisod, only comes in limaskana. We'll stop here to allow anybody to get ready for the trip and to go with Michal, and I'll take any questions that people have.